The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. 7:07, 25 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome back to CJAD.
How are you, Kelly?
I am fantastic. Finally warm weather. It's exciting times.
It is exciting. Lots of sun.
Yes, which makes you nervous, I know, a little bit.
A little anxious. Yeah. I got a little anxious with this weather.
For sure. So we're going to get to that in a little bit with regards to, I think, you know, skincare and being careful out, because I think we're so sun deprived that everyone's just like, I'm out there.
For sure.
And we need to be mindful of that.
It was a long winter this year.
Very much so. We want to give a shout out, by the way, to the good folks at Valiant for sponsoring the show today. And we also want to welcome a special guest who I believe is this your first time on the air, Jamie?
It's my first time.
Yay. So we have...
She looks a little anxious.
She looks a little anxious. Too much sun. So Jamie Siegel is actually a skincare consultant that works at the clinic with Dr. Monk. And so we have a great sort of surprise going on today is that you're Facebooking live.
We are. You are live right now being filmed.
Fancy. So I'll wave at the camera.
Hey, hey.
And so if you'd like to see how frightening I look after a day in the sun, you can log in right now to Facebook Live on Monk MD Dermatology Clinic. If you put that in the Facebook search bar up, it will pop and then away we go. If you do have any questions, by the way, of course, you could join us at 514-790-0800 by phone, 514-800 by text. We love your first name in the text. And of course, you can also ask us questions on Facebook Live if you so choose. So that's great. So Jamie, welcome to CJAD.
Thank you.
So we've got a lot to talk about. I know in the second part of the show, we're going to get a little bit more into injections. And there's a very important event that you guys have coming up at the clinic next Wednesday, June 21st, with regards to injections and rejuvenation and skin boosters. And so Ronnie, people can actually, there's a few spots left, right?
I think there are.
Perfect. So if you want to call, and the clinic will be happening, or the special event will be happening between 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. next Wednesday, June 21st at the Monk MD Dermatology Clinic. And the phone number to call is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And you can also get information on their website, monkmd.com. So I know you wanted to kick things off, Ronnie, talking about a very sexy topic. Fungus in toenails.
You know what? It's a popular topic.
It's a popular.
Because it's summer.
True.
And people wear their sandals. And
yes.
You know what? It affects a lot of people.
Exactly.
And the older we get, the higher the prevalence of fungus in the nails.
Okay.
And it can be a serious problem because when it first starts, you get a little bit of yellowing, a little bit of thickening of the nail.
Yeah.
But if you don't take care of it, what happens is that that nail develops such a thickening that it could actually destroy the nail.
Oh, wow.
And the nail becomes so deformed that it could become painful.
Okay.
So it's an important problem. And, you know, in the past, it was always kind of viewed as more of an aesthetic problem.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we know now that that fungus in the skin can actually is the same type of fungus that can cause athlete's foot or tinea pedis.
Oh.
And when you get athlete's foot, that creates cracks in the skin that can then create a portal for bacteria to get into the skin. So even though, yes, it is more of an aesthetic problem, there can be serious medical consequences to it if you don't take care of it.
Okay. So how do you actually catch it then?
So, you know, most of the time you catch it from walking barefoot in a public area, public pools, locker room, gym. This fungus lives everywhere. I mean, it's on carpets and floors. And so if you walk barefoot, it's skin to skin, it's skin contact with the fungus.
Yeah.
And you have a slight little abrasion or opening in your skin, that fungus can penetrate.
Okay.
So super common, especially athletes and people that work in public places, they often will get fungus on their skin. And all it is that fungus migrates into the nail and will start to cause an infection and deformity of the nail plate.
Okay.
You know, the earliest signs of it is, like I said, yellowing and thickening of the nail. And the earlier you treat it, the better the outcomes are. So
what happens if you don't treat it?
Well, if you don't treat it over time, that nail gets thicker, deforms, and like I said, can cause some discomfort.
Okay, so, with walking and shoes and all that stuff. Okay.
Because it's impressive how advanced the condition can become untreated.
Okay.
So you really do want to catch it early and treat it as soon as you can. Unfortunately, even with treatment, because this fungus is so ubiquitous and it's really everywhere, it's not uncommon that people can actually get reinfected
again.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so, but luckily, there's been a lot of advances in treatment. And in the past, you know, everybody used to be on oral pills for this fungus for at least 3 to 4 months, whereas now we really have non-invasive great alternatives to pills.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk. Again, we'd love for you to put your first name in the text. With regards to treating it, what are some of the potential options?
So, like I said, in the past, it was really oral Lamisil. So Lamisil is an antifungal pill. It kills the fungus through a complicated mechanism, but it basically destroys the fungus cell wall, and then the fungus will be destroyed. So it's pretty effective. However, there are side effects to it. You know, when you've been on it for a few months, and it really does take a few months of taking the pill for it to be effective, at least 3 months, what can happen is it can rarely affect the liver. And I've actually seen instances where people have run into problems with their liver being on this medication for long periods of time. However, more recently, you know, there's been some topical agents that have been that have come out on the market that are actually quite good at killing the fungus without taking the oral medication.
Okay.
So before there was something called Penlac on the market, and, you know, I used to give it to a lot of people, and unfortunately it wasn't great.
Okay.
It only cured about 10% of people taking Penlac.
Oh,
so it
wow.
kind of got a bad rep because the Penlac really did not absorb the nail plate as effectively as it should. However, I'd say maybe 3-4 years ago, a new compound came on the market called Jublia.
Yes.
And that's probably the most promising, not probably, it is the most promising medical treatment, topical treatment for fungus in the nail, because it's the only topical that will really penetrate the nail plate. So even if your nail plate is thick from your fungus, it's an antifungal that can really, when it's applied locally on the nail, and it's done once a day and it takes many, many weeks of using it, but when you do it properly, it really penetrates, it gets to where it needs to be, and it really works to clear the fungus.
We've actually had a text come in to 514-800 from David speaking about Jublia and says that he's been using it for 2 months and still no improvement. Is it that it just hasn't been using it long enough?
So that's completely normal.
Oh, that's normal?
Because
okay.
it takes about a year to a year and a half for toenails to actually grow out.
Right.
And when you have fungus, it even slows down the nail growth.
Oh,
so I usually tell my patients that it can take up to 6 months to start to see improvement.
Okay.
Jublia on its own, I'd say, is about 40% effective at curing fungus. So, you know, it sounds pretty low. It doesn't sound too promising. Mm-hmm. But actually, for a topical agent alone, that's really promising compared to all the other topicals that have been out on the market.
Okay.
What I do in my practice, if you really want to improve the efficacy rate and give give somebody the best chance at really clearing the fungus, we add laser to it.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to get to you explaining laser in just a sec. But first, we're going to head off to the CJD Traffic Center. It's 7:15. Again, if you've got questions for Dr. Ronnie Monk, you're listening to Skin Deep, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. My name is Kelly Alexander, and now off to the CJD Traffic Center. Here comes Kiri Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:19, thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday evening here on CJAD. It's Kelly Alexander with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and our special guest tonight, Jamie Siegel, who is a skincare consultant who works in the clinic with Dr. Monk and who is our tech master guru, we'll say, tonight, Facebook Live. We're happy to do that tonight, too, as well. And if you'd like to tune into Facebook Live, it's Monk MD Dermatology Clinic, and you can see what's going on behind the scenes here on CJAD. So some questions actually coming into 514-800. We're going to get to them in just a sec, so thanks so much for texting in. And of course, you can call as well at 514-790-0800. But we wanted to finish off this, our sort of segment with regards to fungus. I know that off air, I was asking you, Ronnie, about like public pools. Mm-hmm. That's obviously a concern. There's so many families that, you know, are out and about each and every day.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to them?
So the issue with fungus is that even though we have good treatments for it, reinfection is a real problem. And so it's so easy to get infections again, because because, you know, the fungus creates spores or particles that are just active and everywhere in the environment. So even at home, your carpets, your rugs, your floors, I mean, there's fungus particles there that last a long time. So I think maintenance treatment's important. Mm-hmm. That's another real benefit of using Jublia, for example, because with Jublia, you can use it two or three times a week, even on a clear nail, to really maintain the results. The other thing I do, like I mentioned before the break, is some laser treatment. So laser is great because it's safe, it's effective, it kills the fungus through heat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you add two modalities that are antifungal, they both act differently. You add them together, you get an accumulation and a nice cumulative result. So the efficacy rate or the clearance rate of the fungus, you know, like I said before, Jublia on its own is about 40%. When you add in laser, you get it about 70 to 75%. And that's very similar to an oral antifungal. So that's why, you know, I do this all the time in my clinic. I see great results, but often what I'll recommend after treatment and after we clear the nail is actually to do maintenance treatments. So a laser treatment every 3 to 6 months, even long term, will ensure that you keep your nails clear.
Is there different types of lasers that you have to use, Ronnie, or is it like one static?
No, there's a couple lasers that are out there. One I use in my office the most is a 1064 laser, and that's the one that's been out the longest, has the most data on efficacy. And what it basically does is it heats up all the nails. So when I treat the nails, we treat all 10 nails,
toenails,
and it kills the fungus through the heat. Sometimes in patients that are really resistant and don't respond as well as I'd like to that laser, sometimes what I'll actually do is I'll use one of my ablative lasers and actually drill little holes in the nail. And then what I do is I actually apply the Jublia.
To get it to seep in?
So it seeps in there. So the Jublia penetrates better. So there's a lot of ways in using technology to actually deliver the medications effectively to get the best results.
You're like Mixmaster MacGyver.
That's what they call me.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I think the last question that I should probably ask you about fungus is how can people, again, not have this spread to their family?
Yes. So, maintain your treatments once you're clear is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Always, I suggest to people wear socks at home. You know, even at home, a lot of people like to go barefoot. It's their house, but I think socks is a good idea. If you have active infection, even showering and stuff, you may want to wear flip flops.
Okay.
And of course, in public areas, never go barefoot. Oftentimes, I'll prescribe an antifungal powder like tenactin or something like that, that people can apply in their shoes just to prevent the spores from reinfecting them.
Okay, perfect. So some texts have come in to 514-800. Someone here has asked about skin tags on the sides of their chest and in between the legs. And they're wondering, you know, I guess they've tried certain things from the pharmacy, but it's not working out and they're embarrassed.
I always suggest to people better to get it done by a professional than those at-home kits. First of all, a lot of those at-home kits just don't work. The tags are bigger. They won't fall off with those at-home kits. So I think it's important, A, to make the proper diagnosis, because not everything that sticks off the skin is a skin tag. You know, could be a wart, could be a mole, could be something more worrisome. You really want to make sure it's the proper diagnosis before treating.
Yep.
So I would definitely suggest seeking medical opinion for it. In terms of treating skin tags, there's lots of different options. In my personal office, I use a laser to really get them. I love lasers because they're very precise technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so the risks of scars, marks is minimal.
Yep.
When you do it properly. And so it just gives a great outcome. But there's a lot of different ways to get rid of skin tags. Sometimes I'll cut them. Most of the time I'll laser them, though.
Okay. And now another one to 514-800 is a question about spider veins and bulging veins throughout both of their legs. What are their options?
Yeah, so for leg veins, you know, there's a few different options on the market. If they're smaller veins, then that's a good indication to do some laser treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it's funny, what I do for those veins is I use a 1064 laser, similar to the one I do for fungus, but that's a laser that also targets vasculature and blood vessels extremely well.
Oh, wow.
And so it selectively targets those veins, heats them up, and then they collapse through the heat. And I really like laser because, you know, compared to other treatments out there, it's less painful. There's not much in terms of healing, and it's really effective at clearing the veins, although it's not just a single session. Most people need 2 to 3 treatment sessions, usually do them 1 to 2 months apart, and then there's a maintenance required too, because veins do continue to progress over lifetime and they do recur. So, you know, a lot of my patients will come see me once a year and we'll do their veins with the laser.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say there's also sclerotherapy, which is injecting a detergent into the veins to cause them to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're really large veins, sometimes a vascular surgeon will strip the vein. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the size of the vein and the type of treatment options available. But there's a lot out there.
Lena has sent in a text to 514-800 saying that she's been using essential oils. Is that a good way to get rid of toenail fungus?
There's a lot of people that do that, and I've heard of tea tree oil and other things. Truth is, all of that is anecdotal. There's been no good studies looking at oils for toenail fungus. Mm-hmm. I have some patients that swear by it, but there's no good data out there. For sure, it's not as powerful or effective as, you know, other stuff that's prescribed, like, for example, Jublia.
Okay, perfect. I did want to remind you again, if you are coming up on the second half of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit more about injections and rejuvenation and skin boosters. And don't forget that Dr. Monk actually has an event going on next Wednesday, so June 21st, between 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. at his office. You're going to get, there's promotions going on. There's going to be live demonstrations of you actually
injections.
And there are some spots left, not many, but there are some spots left. So if you'd like to call up and reserve your place, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and more information as well on the website monkmd.com, and that is munkmd.com. So if you are, I guess, like someone right now who would be concerned, I guess, about, you know, skin tags and then acne, which we're going to get into a little bit more later. What do you want people to know about acne? Like right off the top, just as like a quick burst before we head off to news.
So acne, super common condition, probably affects 80% of everybody at some point in their life, not just a teenage condition. You know, I see a lot of adults in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s with ongoing acne. So what I really want people to know is that it's a chronic condition. There is no quick fix. You've got to maintain your treatments. And luckily, there's great treatments out there that you can maintain. And if you're really looking for that clear skin, pimple-free skin, it's doable. It's feasible. And I get a lot of patients, they say to me, but I've tried everything. I've tried all the creams on the market. I've tried pills. There's always options. I do a lot of different treatments in my office, which we'll discuss after the break. But if you failed one treatment, you got to try something else because there's always stuff out there. So
don't give up.
Don't give up. Treat your acne because it's important to prevent ongoing scarring. The more inflammation in your skin, the more risk you can scar. And that's all preventable if you take care of your skin.
All right. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk is brought to you by Monk MD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:37, 25 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk and one of his skincare consultants, Jamie Siegel. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
This is her big debut on radio, so it's great. If you have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And again, we'd love to have your first name in the text if you don't mind. Don't forget that there is a special event coming up at Dr. Monk's clinic on Wednesday, June 21st. So not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, with regards to injections and rejuvenation, skin boosters. We're going to talk a little bit more about that before the show wraps up. But if you'd like to reserve your spot, because spots are limited, there's only a few left, you can reach out to them at their office, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. There's going to be promotions going on, live demonstrations. I was actually at the clinic for a Cool Sculpting event a little while ago. Mm-hmm. So it was so fun to like watch an actual procedure going on. And so now this is like another procedure that you can sort of check out and see what's happening.
You know what, patients or people are always... they're concerned, especially when it comes to injections. They mm-hmm. don't want to change their face. They want it to look natural. And for me, that's what it's all about. It has to look natural. Otherwise, it's not worth doing. Mm-hmm. And so I love having the opportunity. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to do it a live transformation. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think I'm going to be treating a full face. I'm going to be doing some eyes. I'm going to maybe do some lips. The big thing now is skin boosters, which we're going to discuss shortly. So I'm going to be doing some skin boosters. So it's just a great opportunity to learn what's out there, to learn what the fillers can do for you, fillers, Botox, and all those things, and to learn more about it.
514-937-2757 is how you can reach out to Dr. Monk to reserve your spot for the demonstration next week at his office, again June 21st between 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So a little bit before the break, we discussed acne. I wanted to get back to it with regards to what are some possible treatments for acne.
So it really depends on what the main type of acne is. You know, so everybody with acne has some blocked pores to some degree, because mm-hmm. that's how acne starts. You have a blocked pore. If you don't unblock the pore, the oil in the pore basically backlogs, and then you get bigger pimples and more inflammation. And then if you don't take care of it, that pore or that hair follicle, same thing, will actually burst. And then that creates a lot of inflammation. And that's where people run into problems with cysts and scarring. So the main thing with acne is you got to unblock the pores. If there's a lot of inflammation there, meaning big pimples, sometimes even ones with pus inside or cysts, then you got to control the inflammation. But luckily, there's such fantastic treatments out there. So to unblock the pores, you need some sort of exfoliating creams. So retinols, like Retin-A Micro, for example, is one. And these are basically creams that help keep your pores clean. Mm-hmm. There's other acids like glycolic acid, salicylic acid, that also help exfoliate. In terms of reducing inflammation, there's antibiotics, oral antibiotics. There's also, I do a lot of laser to help reduce inflammation and acne. And then, you know, sometimes hormones can play a factor in acne. So sometimes for women, being on the birth control pill is a good option to control hormones. So it's really, you know, it's fun. It's detective work for me. You have to figure out what's going on in somebody's skin, what the skin looks like, and then decide on the appropriate treatments. It's not the same for everybody. So the treatment really has to be tailored and individualized to a given skin type. So that's super important.
We've had a text come in to 514-800 saying, I had dermabrasion 25 years ago for acne, but some skin on my cheeks and temples has sunken into the skin. What should I be doing at this point?
You know, acne, like I'm saying, is very inflammatory. There's really a lot of inflammation that goes on in the skin, and that leads to scars. It leads to volume loss. So, you know, the best results I've gotten with that type of skin, acne scarring in the skin, mm-hmm. is multi-component, meaning I love injections. You re-volumize these people. It improves their volume loss. It improves the texture of their skin, the quality of their skin. So I think injections, like fillers, is super important for people with acne. Mm-hmm. The other thing is laser. So there's a lot of great laser technologies out there that help to stimulate collagen remodeling, tighten the skin, tighten the collagen, improve the texture. So in my office, I do different types of lasers, but I basically do some CO2 laser, which is an ablative laser to really, there's nothing like CO2 laser. It gives you a brand new skin. It stimulates collagen. It will tighten your skin like nobody's business. Wow. So CO2 laser is awesome.
Okay.
I also do some microneedling. I do other fractionated technologies like fractionated radio frequency. But any way you can stimulate collagen, you're going to improve the texture. So the best results is when you combine technologies and combine it with injections and combine it with skincare. It's never a one-trick pony. When you do multiple technologies and you add them up together, you get the best results.
We've had another text come into 514-800, this one from Sarah. She says that she's in her 60s and she notices that as she's aging, she's developing eczema or psoriasis. I guess she's not sure which one, on her eyelids. Like, what should she be doing? Is there anything to be done?
For sure, there's stuff to be done. Both of those conditions basically are inflammatory. There's a lot of inflammation going on in the skin. So my recommendation would be to really moisturize your skin, hydrate it well, because that helps to calm down a lot of inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then when it's so excessive, you know, sometimes topical cortisone cream is really important, because that's the best anti-inflammatory medicated prescription on the market. And if you just use it for a few days, you'll get a nice improvement.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So let's move on to injections. I know that this is always, I think, a topic of discussion, the difference between Botox and fillers.
Those are the two big categories up until now in terms of injectables, and they're very different, and not a lot of people understand these differences, and it's super important. So Botox is basically a drug, in essence, that is injected into a muscle to relax that muscle. So wrinkles and lines that are really created by facial expression, such as frown lines, forehead lines, crow's feet around the eyes, these are very amenable to Botox, because if you calm the muscle down and relax it, you're not going to contract that muscle as strong and your lines will soften. What a lot of people don't know is there's a lot of uses for Botox. So okay. I'll often do Botox, for example, in the jawline to contour and tighten a jawline. It's called a Nefertiti lift. It works incredibly well. So if you find that you're becoming a little bit jowly, I love Nefertiti lifts. They work. Sometimes people, when they smile big, they have what's called a gummy smile. And their gums really
yeah,
show.
That's true.
And you put a little bit of Botox around the nose to drop that lower lip a little bit, yeah. You could have a normal smile. People don't know that. It's incredible. If you grind your teeth, you mm-hmm. put a little bit of Botox in the jaw, in that muscle that causes grinding, not only will it help your grinding and your migraines, mm-hmm. which is incredible on mm-hmm. its own, but it also slims the face a little bit. So some people are just very square-jawed and bulky on their jaw. You put Botox into what's called their masseter muscles, and you could really slim out their face, which is beautiful.
What I love is when I'm sitting in here talking to you about this, you get your eyes light up when you do this. So I know you're super passionate about what you do, and I've seen the work that you've done, because when I was in your office, you were kind enough to show me some before and after pictures, and it's phenomenal. So if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, 514-937-2757. And of course, he's still here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone. And 514-800 by text. Please put your first name in the text. We would love that very, very much. Now it's 7:45. Time to head off to the CJAD Traffic Center. Here comes Kira Yeager.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:50. Thanks so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. And I wanted to jump quickly to the phones to Carolyn. She's been waiting patiently. Carolyn, you have a question with regards to a breakout on your chest?
Yes, I do. On my chest, it's broken out and all these little things. To me, they look like moles, but I'm not really sure. But my main concern is like under the breast, the skin has turned all brown and it's sort of on the thickening part, and it's rough, and it's just like underneath the breasts on both sides of my chest with all these little things that look like moles.
So that's a common thing that people have. A lot of women under their breasts get what are called seborrheic keratoses, and these are basically normal, basically age spots that happen over time. They're genetic. Everyone has them to some extent, but you know, some people are more prone to them than others and will get more of them than other people. So, you know, if you do have an accumulation of these spots under your breasts, perfectly normal phenomenon. Lots and lots of women get them. They're definitely treatable, but not something you have to do unless you are self-conscious about it. It's usually more of an aesthetic thing. But to be honest with you, Carolyn, I think the best thing for you would be to have it assessed by a doctor, make sure that that's what it is, but that's what it sounds like to me.
Carolyn, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Can we talk about skin boosters?
Yeah, so skin boosters are new and exciting, and they've been in Canada now about 2 months. They've been in Europe more than that, 5-6 years, I'd say. And the reason it's exciting is because it's really the first injectable that is there to improve texture and hydrate the skin. So it is a filler. It's a hyaluronic acid like any of the other fillers, but it doesn't give you volume. The hyaluronic acid molecules are very, very small. And so what happens is when you do treatments, and the protocol is usually 2 to 3 sessions a month apart, but after you do treatments, your skin is radiating. So, you know, commonly treated areas is lower cheeks, around the eyes, around the mouth. If you have fine lines, crepey skin, a few wrinkles, it's incredible. So I'd say after the first treatment, you know, usually in my patients, I see about a 40 to 50% improvement. And then once we layer on that second treatment a month later, it is so impressive how the skin is glowing. So it's good for young people. It's good for even teenagers, anybody who's looking for a healthy, vibrant, hydrated skin would benefit from it. It's good for necks, just mm-hmm. to improve texture of the necks. You know, that little wrinkling that a lot of women get on their chest, mm-hmm. good for chests.
Oh, wow.
So I'm definitely going to be doing a couple of those at my event on June 21st. And what I love is, you know, I have the Botox for the dynamic muscles, and wrinkles. I have fillers for people with volume loss and lifting. And now I have skin boosters to really hydrate the skin and improve the quality of the skin. So there's so many things we could play with in today's day and age, which is the most exciting thing about injections.
And I know you wanted to talk to Jamie, who's with us tonight as well. She's one of your skincare consultants at the clinic. How did you want to bring her into this discussion?
You know, most of the patients that I inject, I always send them over to Jamie because she's very knowledgeable about all our skincare.
Okay.
And I always believe that skincare has to play a role in any anti-aging regimen. Skincare is crucial. And so I inject a lot of hyaluronic acid. But the other thing that's promising is when you actually apply hyaluronic acid on the skin, you also get smoothening of the skin, hydration. Jamie could talk a little bit more about it, but it's actually pretty amazing at how combination therapy, again, works the best to get the best results.
Yeah, I mean, at MonkMD, we really believe in making sure that you get the best care at the clinic, but that also you leave and you go home and you make sure that you take really good care of your skin at home. So what hyaluronic acid does for your skin is it's going to give you 8 to 12 hours of hydration. It's going to help even with fine lines, because sometimes some of those fine lines are just because of dehydrated skin. So if we hydrate and we get that, kind of gives you a bit of a glow, a dewy look, which a lot of women and men are looking for now. Mm-hmm. You know, moving into the summer, hyaluronic acid is like a very nice lightweight moisturizer. So you can use it in the summertime to give you that glow. It's great when you're flying, you know, you get dehydrated on the airplane, you could put on some hyaluronic acid. It's going to give you that glow that you kind of lost up in the air and give you some volume and some plumpness to your skin.
100%. And Jamie, is that good for both men and women? Like, do you?
Totally. Okay. I mean, all skincare and all of these ingredients can benefit both men and women. Aging men, aging women, young women and men. Hyaluronic acid specifically is good for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. But what's great is it's not a one-trick pony. Not everybody needs the same ingredients on their skin. And so when they come to our clinic, I assess their skin, Jamie assesses their skin, we make a combined plan to really tailor it to the person's needs. That's super important if you really want good results.
Perfect. And by the way, I love your clinic. Like, I've been over there now twice, I believe it is. And it's because you guys moved into the new space in March. And it's just, it's so welcoming and your staff is amazing. And Jamie's been kind enough to assess me and my face, which is great. And especially Jamie, you were just sort of mentioning before about the different things that you've got going on over there. But like, I think a lot of people are very scared about asking these questions because they don't want to appear like stupid or not understanding. Right. But you're really calm and patient, and like, you made me understand. So that was,
thank you.
Was good. So what would you like to leave our listeners with tonight about taking care of their skin?
Right. Well, I would say, I mean, I'd be happy to see anyone. If anybody wanted to come by MonkMD and come talk to me, and we could sit one-on-one with no one looking and kind of just have our own conversation and talk about what their special, you know, their needs are for their skin and how we could benefit them. And when they look in the mirror, I always ask, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? What stands out to you that we can work on together? And we come up with a plan, and I actually write out a regimen for them morning and night, step by step, how we can get them to their skincare goals. And so we really like to individualize regimens for our patients and make sure that they go home with the best care possible.
Perfect. Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Monk, thank you so much for hanging out. We can't wait to do it again in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Kelly. Shout out to my girls.
Yes.
Gabby, Jamie, Avery, and my new dog, Minnie.
Yes, she's, you got listening. A new dog.
Minnie Monk.
They're Minnie Monk. I love it. A big thank you going out to Valiant for powering the show tonight. And again, don't forget about Dr. Monk's event next week, June 21st, between 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. You can call the reserve at 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com. A big thank you going out to Brian Kalasar for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Have an awesome night. Coming up next, John Pohl on CJAD.